This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Carol, C-A-R-O-L-E, middle initial S, like Sally, Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S, date of birth 10-18-1956. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a consultation request for Mrs. Reynolds, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which were noted March 1st, 2023. They had been relatively stable. Creatinine was 1.1 on March 1st, 23, GFR 55, 12/13/23, creatinine 1.19, GFR 50, 10/24 or 28/24. Creatinine 1.25, GFR 47, January 16th, 25, creatinine 1.11 with GFR 54, and most recent level 8/18/25, creatinine 1.27 with GFR 47. The patient is having no symptoms associated with the elevated creatinine levels, as one would expect, since this is essentially a silent disorder. She does have very poorly controlled type 2 diabetes, though. Her last hemoglobin A1C was greater than 8, she reports. And she is on multiple diabetic medications, including Lantus insulin, maximum dose Trulicity, and most recently Novolog regular insulin was added with her meals. She does wear a Freestyle Libre 3 monitor, and she never has low blood sugar, or very rarely has low blood sugar events. She's having more trouble with the monitor not sensing the device, and so she'll be woken in the middle of the night with the alarm telling her that the device is not available to be sensed when it is indeed in place. So she's getting a little frustrated with the Freestyle Libre monitor at this time. Today, though, she has no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough. She does have some wheezing today. No recent illnesses, though, no sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No current edema or claudication symptoms. Past medical history, uncontrolled type 2 diabetes for many years, cervical spondylosis, COPD, depression, hypertension, obesity, peripheral vascular disease, degenerative arthritis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and diabetic neuropathy. Past surgical history, she had right shoulder rotator cuff repair in 2024. Tonsils and adenoids have been removed. Cholecystectomy, left foot surgery in 2011. Hysterectomy in 2000 for excessive vaginal bleeding. Cervical disc surgery 2016, and she had that done twice, she reports. Right total knee replacement and a left total hip replacement. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and retired. Family history is significant for lung cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, bladder cancer, and cerebral aneurysm. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Cymbalta 60 milligram daily, Diazide 25, 1 daily, Lisinopril 5 milligram daily, Lipitor 10 milligram daily, Toprol XL 50 milligram daily, Glipizide 10 milligram twice a day, Lantus insulin, 50 units daily. Trulicity is 3 milligram weekly, and Novolog regular insulin, 8 units 3 times a day. Physical exam, height, 5 foot 3 inches, weight 204 pounds, pulse is 68, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 124 over 64. right tympanic membrane and canal are clear. The left tympanic membrane has some fluid and air bubbles, and the fluid is clear. Canal is clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Tonsils are surgically absent. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, and no carotid bruise. Lungs have expiratory wheezes bilaterally. No rails, no effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Decreased sensation, feet and ankles bilaterally, no ulcerations or lesions. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 8/18/24. The creatinine 1.26, estimated GFR 47, sodium 136, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 23, calcium 9.5, albumin is 4.2. Her microalbumin to creatinine ratio, that is less than 1.2 or non-measurable. And the last hemoglobin we have is from 10/28/24, 15.0, normal white count, and normal platelets. And then we have a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan done 9/4/25. It shows the right kidney measuring 10 centimeters and the left kidney also 10 centimeters. There is no hydronephrosis, no stones, cysts, or masses in either kidney. Normal right and left renal artery resistance indexes are noted. Urinary bladder showed 195 cc's pre-void and 48 mL post-void. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease since 2023 with slightly higher creatinine levels in August. We've asked her to repeat renal panel, CBC, creatinine to protein ratio, routine urinalysis. We're also going to check free light chains with ratio, intact parathyroid hormone, and immunofixation to rule out bone marrow disorders as the cause of the renal changes. We are going to consider a renal artery Doppler study if the urinalysis is negative and the other labs are actually negative. So once those labs return, we will consider scheduling her for renal artery Doppler study to look for renal artery stenosis. And she'll continue to follow her low-salt diabetic diet. She'll avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use for pain. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.